Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.
So no matter what stage of life you're in, whether you're waiting for God to do something in your life or you're just not feeling all too well with where life is, we live in this instant gratification microwave culture because we just don't like waiting. It doesn't feel natural. And we're talking with Trisha Lott Williford today on SOS Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm great this morning. How are you, Scott?
So you know all about waiting. You know all about trusting in God's timing when you feel like His watch is very different than your own.
That is right. My story has kind of a sad twist that happened right in the middle where I was widowed when I was 31 years old. And doctors thought that my husband had the flu, and it turned out that he had an infection in his bloodstream that attacked his heart and his lungs. And he was just sick for 12 hours and he died the next morning. They sent us home from the hospital and they said, he won't die from this. He's going to feel like it. And the next morning he was gone.
Wow.
And it was 2 days before Christmas. And I was 31, and I had these two little boys who were not yet in kindergarten, and suddenly I was a widowed single mom. And the bottom fell out of my world, and I began a long wait. And that wait was compounded by many things. First of all, I just needed to wait for the sun to shine again. I had to wait to begin to feel like I could do this life. It felt like 2 years of winter. Of a dark, dark sadness that settled in, of waiting for some sign of maybe we'll survive this, and needing really to do a lot of pretending in that waiting, of feeling like, you know what, let's just pretend, guys, that we can do this. Let's pretend like this feels normal. Let's pretend like we feel like we can do this. And I was very honest with the Lord in that time, just very honest about how I felt, about the questions that I had. The sovereignty card, it's a rough one to hold when the God of the universe who creates life takes from you someone that you depend on and love and have promised to do your life with. So I began this process of waiting, and I was waiting for so many things. As I began to heal 3-4 years after my husband had died, I really wanted a companion as well to raise my children with. And so the boys and I began praying for the new dad, and praying for someone who would come alongside us and join our family. It was a lot to wait for. And I began just really leaning into the practice of waiting, because everybody waits, but not everybody waits well.
Yeah.
Right? And then we can wait in small moments in line at the grocery store, at the post office, or we can wait in long seasons of waiting for an answer, or waiting for a diagnosis, or waiting for healing, or waiting for a child, or waiting for a prodigal child to come back home again. And so I began to really explore these things, and I discovered, first of all, let me just tell you that the Lord did bring a new dad to my children and a husband and a companion to my heart, and he and I have been married for 3 years now,
awesome.
He really is my favorite miracle. And I don't say that Peter is our savior, but God gave him to us because the Lord had allowed healing in my life that made room for Peter to come and to bring his light to our family as well. So Peter and I were riding along in the car one day, and I said, hey, I'm thinking about this process of waiting, and I kind of want to write a book about it. And I think that waiting really comes down to three stages. Like, first, there's this sense of longing, like I'm separated from something I really want. And then begins the wait of becoming, like you're becoming something, or something is becoming, like a seed is taking root, or, you know, a network is growing that you can't see, and something is becoming. And then this process of awakening, of waking up to what you've been waiting for, or maybe realizing that, oh, I don't need it after all. I thought I did, but it looks like the answer is going to be no. And what is this life with that? And so I presented all of this to Peter, and I said, you know, I think it's these three stages. And I was so excited to share this with him. And he said, I don't buy it. That doesn't work. And I felt so deflated, Scott. I just felt like, how can this be? These words are perfect. These are three different, separate, perfect parts. And he said, not everybody's like you. Not everybody loves learning in the valley. Not everybody looks at something and says, oh, there must be something beautiful growing here. I should just wait for it and look for it. And he reminded me of his own journey through alcoholism and waiting to be set free from his addiction. And I asked him, would he let me write this story? Would he let me write his story? And we really dove into that together. So just this month, we've released a book with NAV Press called Just You Wait. And it's about learning to wait and learning how to wait well and believing that God is for you even when you cannot see what he is doing.
We're talking with Tricia Lott-Williford on SOS Radio. She's been sharing her story of being widowed at age 31, and we talked a lot about waiting. And when we're going through a really rough season, Tricia, and we just feel like we're stressed, and there's so many layers of patience and contentment and hope and waiting that are there. It's like, how do we start to sort through that when it's just like, I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know where to put my focus because I just feel like there's so many layers here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really valid question, and I'll tell you what, I feel like it begins with honesty, being honest with yourself and honest with the Lord about what you're waiting for and how you're feeling in the wait, especially in the first few weeks after Rob had died. The first thing that I did to begin communication with God was to go to Starbucks every morning, and I took my Bible, and I took my journal, and I took some pens, and I'd order a decaf salted caramel latte, and I started copying the Book of Psalms. And the reason I did that was because I didn't know how to pray in that season. I didn't know how to articulate the words of my heart. And so I began borrowing some from the psalmist. And I began copying their words so that I could learn how to talk to God again. And you know what I realized as I was reading through that Book of Psalms and copying it? I realized that every emotion is covered in that book. Every emotion is covered. The psalmists were brutally honest with God. Sure, sometimes they were rejoicing, sometimes they were praising, but there are some psalms that are filled with brutal honesty of, I would rather die than face what is in front of me right now. How long will you abandon me? I cannot feel your presence. I don't know where you are. And I think sometimes God really wants us to just begin with this honesty of saying to him or writing it down, this is how I feel. I want to trust you, but I don't yet. And I feel like sometimes when we land at that place of honesty, that God says, thank you. This is the canvas I can work with. I needed for you to lay this before me and be honest about where you are, what you're waiting for, and how you really feel about it. And let me step into this with you.
We're talking with Tricia Lott-Williford on SOS Radio today. She wrote a book. It's called Just You Wait. And Tricia, it's so easy to be discouraged. We're in that waiting season. And you just feel like life's in this holding pattern and you're not seeing the hope that it's ever going to end. And during that season in our lives, we have this opportunity where it can be fruitful. God can really be instrumental in this life. And then he can challenge us to be instrumental in the lives of others. But Tricia, how can we make sure that our season of waiting isn't wasted?
Well, I believe that we can do that by getting started right now on whatever you're waiting for. Sometimes we feel like we have to know what it is before we can get started on the next thing. And that's just simply not true. You can live in this season and you can begin doing what you're waiting for even without knowing what that is. Even without having that complete confirmation of what you should, what this is going to look like, you can take the next step. And so there's a lot of things that you can do. One of the things that I have leaned on is beginning to sharpen a skill, beginning to lean into meeting with a mentor or reading books or listening to podcasts or studying this so that when my time comes and when it is my time to shine, I will be ready. Abraham Lincoln said, "When I will study and I will prepare, and when my moment comes, I will be ready." And you can use this time as you're waiting to prepare your heart and to prepare your mind to learn and to study, to strengthen and sharpen yourself so that when your time comes, that wait will not have been wasted. You will be ready to shine.
Patience, contentment, and hope, they're all terms that almost seem taboo for anyone to talk about openly in our culture anymore. It's like this microwave world where we want everything now. And we're talking with Tricia Lott-Williford today at SOS Radio. And Tricia, how do you feel that patience and contentment and hope are in such short supply in our worldview? Why do you think that is?
Well, because we can get everything quickly. We can get everything quickly. We can get food quickly. We can get information quickly. We can contact people quickly. We have everything at our fingertips. And in fact, I was learning that there's a generation of children who are entering school right now who have grown up with an iPhone in their car seat with them, and they've never needed to wait for anything. They've never needed to be patient because there's always something to entertain them and something to fill that gap. And patience is a muscle. It's a learned ability. It's something that we can stretch, and it's something that we can get better at. It's sort of like courage, that when you only have a little, you lean into that little bit that you have and stretch it and make it bigger and make it stronger. And we live in a culture that doesn't ask us to do that, but waiting is one of God's favorite tools, and he often asks us to do that. So we live in a world that does not comply with what God has in mind for us, which is to slow down, look up, be aware, and notice that he's doing something here. And so I think that we have deprived ourselves of the beauty of waiting well because we are so quick to pick up the phone, press the numbers on the microwave, rush to Google, get the answers that we need immediately, when sometimes God is saying, you know what? It's not about the answers. It's about your heart. I want the process with you.
We're talking about waiting well this morning on SOS Radio with Tricia Lott Wilford, and my name's Scott. You know, it can be frustrating. It can be discouraging when we see so many people around us that are accomplishing all the things that we've been hoping for so long. And Tricia, how do we find hope in the fact that God's not giving us something that he's given to other people? You know, we want what everybody else has, but we don't think about what God wants for us.
You know, I just read a quote recently that said, you'll never know that your cup has overflowed if you're always looking in somebody else's mug. And I feel like that's true, that we need to stay in our lane and be reminded of the ways that God has architected our hearts and our souls and our minds and our strengths and our talents, because he has a personal story that he's writing with you and for you. And when you're paying attention to the story that he's writing with and for someone else, you can miss out on this moment that is right here and for you. And another piece of that, I would say, is to celebrate everything you can think of. There are times along the way that we think that we're waiting for a giant finish line, and we think that we won't have arrived until A, B, and C happen. But sometimes A, B, and C can be broken down into 5 or 10 different small microcosms and small benchmarks and milestones along the way that we can see that God is at work here. And instead of waiting for some big delivery on the front porch, it could actually be, you know what God gave me today? Contentment in my heart. Or he gave me a conversation with a friend or a colleague or a spouse. He gave me this gift today. And when you start to collect these gifts along the way, pick up one daisy at a time, and before you know it, you have a handful of wildflowers. And when we can be aware of those things and slow down and pay attention, then we can see that what he's doing for us is personal and unique and individual.
We're talking to Tricia Lott Wilford on SOS Radio today, and she has a brand new book. It's called Just You Wait, Patience, Contentment, and Hope for Every Day. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. A delight to chat with you.
Thanks for listening to the SOS Radio podcast with Scott Harreld. If this discussion encouraged you, feel free to share it with your friends on social media.